So we have Moses' fear of who is he being answered. We have Moses' fear of what to say. We have Moses' fear of his lack of eloquence, being able to speak nicely. All of these answered. And this is what God wants to do. So in reality, what is God looking for in servants? He's looking for weak servants who are willing to say, "Here am I, send me," even as the Lord would say. If we go back to Exodus chapter 3 and we look at Moses' calling, the burning bush, the first thing that happens, "Moses, Moses." And what do we read Moses said? Say, "Here am I." That comes always as a submission statement. Every time you read, "Here am I," the servant is ready to hear the Lord's word. It's almost the same as Samuel saying, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Ready to receive the word of the Lord. Beloved brethren, we look at God's faithfulness in the past. We see how he has raised up servants of God, taken men of no means, no reputation, and lifted them up in our eyes. We look at the older brethren who have gone before us and we say, "Wow, I wish I could be half the man that he was. Wow, I wish I could be a quarter of the man that he was." We look at people like the Apostle Paul and Peter, men who we hold so high, in such high regard, and we say, "I wish I could be half the man that he was, be used of the Lord half as much as he was." And I thank the Lord for our brother Mackie, because we were staying with him on Monday night, and he reminded me that, how does God look at us? When we look at each other, when we look at our brethren, this is how we see us. This is the Apostle Paul, and this is Joel Stephen Balsiger. That's my full name. But when we look at the Word of God, what does he say? Neither barbarian nor Scyth, I can never pronounce that, Jew or Greek, bond or free. Our God sees us at the same level. Our God does not look at Paul and say, "He is great," and Joel, "He is not." As we've had before us, our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The power that worked for Israel, that brought Israel out of the land, is the same power that works in and through us. But we get in the way. Oh, beloved brethren, those of my generation, as we look to the future of this work, and I pray that should the Lord not come for us, it goes on for at least 50 more years, but I pray even more that the Lord comes tonight. So should we stay, there's work to be done. And all we have to do is listen for the voice of the Lord, submit ourselves, and he will raise up workers like Moses. I oftentimes wonder what the book will say about me. We all know that when we see Christ, he's going to speak to us, and in a way we'll go through our lives seeing what we have done for him and what we haven't. And the gold, silver, and precious stones will remain, and the wood, hay, and stubble will be burnt up. We all know that we're trying to have more of the stuff that lasts and less of the stuff that's burned up. But we have to remember, when we look at the Word of God, what do we see? We see a failure here and there. If we look at Moses, right? The meekest man in all the earth, we see his failures. But how much more time is spent on his faithfulness? What does the book of Hebrews say about Moses? I'm going to read that verse in closing. Moses, in his failures, would still be counted faithful. Moses chapter 3. Wow, you guys, I invented a new book tonight. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 2. "He was faithful," speaking of the Lord Jesus, "to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all of his house." Despite his weakness, Moses would be counted faithful in all of his house. Beloved brethren, as we look to the future, rejoicing in the past, Let us submit ourselves to the power of God, to the leading of the Spirit, not worrying about our weakness, but rejoicing to see how Christ's strength will be made perfect in our weakness. Let us look to the future and be on our knees in prayer. Lord, how would you have me serve you today? Let us look to the future and pray, Lord, if you would not have me serve, raise up the workers that are needed. Because, beloved brethren, we can either be a part of God's plan or sit on the sideline and watch it come to pass. Either way, it will happen. How much more blessed to be a vessel purified, sanctified, ready for the Master's good use, as Paul would encourage Timothy. How much better to be one of the ones building the house as opposed to one just taking up a seat in it.